Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for Palm Sunday, 2023. In Matthew's account of the Passion that we read this Sunday from Matthew chapter 26, Jesus says to the people who would help him fulfill his mission to die for humanity's life, in effect, "You have made it so." Let's count the ways. Number one, quote, "Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, 'Surely it is not I, Rabbi.' And he answered, 'You have said so.' Number two, then the high priest said to him, 'I order you to tell us under oath before the living God whether you are the Christ, the Son of God.' Jesus said to him in reply, 'You have said so.' Number three, now Jesus stood before the governor, and he questioned him, 'Are you the King of the Jews?' Jesus said, 'You say so.' Finally, all of humanity speaks as one as the cause of Christ's passion. We, the congregation, play the part of the crowd calling for the death Jesus came here to give them. The governor said to them in reply, 'Which of the two do you want me to release to you?' They answered, 'Barabbas.' Pilate said to them, 'Then what shall I do with Jesus called Christ?' They all said, 'Let him be crucified.' But he said, 'Why? What evil has he done?' They only shouted the louder, 'Let him be crucified.' In saying so, the crowd makes it so. Then, when Pilate washes his hands of the matter and puts it on them, they and we again speak as one. And the whole people said in reply, 'His blood be upon us and upon our children.'" As much as succeeding generations who've fallen away from faith try washing their hands of Jesus, we in this current age are as much a part of the fulfillment of Jesus' mission to bring humanity back to life as, unwittingly, Judas, the high priest, the governor, and the crowd in today's reading of the Passion. But rather than screaming for crucifixion, we're aching for resurrection. Even though we as a church congregation are just anonymous faces in a crowd, as we recall those passionate moments, Jesus' death is as personal for each one of us as it was for those in that crowd we quote with one voice. But as our lips form the words, "Crucify him," our hearts cry out, "Save us." So, when those modern-day holdouts among us in this secular world, the ones who've washed their hands of Jesus, accuse us modern-day disciples of being in his company, let's passionately announce on this Passion Sunday, "It is so." For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.